Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yep, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt out at the PNC Bank in Fairlawn. Go pay him a visit out there. They've got food, drinks. Chomps is there. Frank Stams is there. And, of course, Matt Wilhelm, one of the few people walking God's green earth who can say that he is a collegiate national champion and a Super Bowl champion, 8-year veteran in the National Football League. You like that, Matt? You like that?
I like it.
I'm well,
blushing.
It's true.
I'm blushing.
You're blushing.
I'm blushing, but yes, I do like it.
I can feel that through the microphone. There's no question that you're happy, as well you should be. By the way, I'm here in Berea, and right now outside the Dog Bowl, and Matt, you know this, there's a wall that has a picture, a mural of the stadium. It's actually a photograph that they've taken, a giant wall, and it was the old stadium. Well, over this bye week, guess what? The new stadium is up. It's a play from the Saints game, and it's pretty sweet. And I was fired up because I can see myself on the sideline. I was like, hey, there's me right there. So if you ever come to Browns headquarters,
check it out. You're part of history now.
Now I'm right until they redo the stadium again. So hopefully it won't change for a while. And I can say, kids, do you remember? There's your daddy right there. Check him out. We talked about the AFC, and we talked about those records. Let's take a look now at the NFC here and the standings. We'll start with the NFC East. Philly, 3-0, plus 23 in the point differential, third best in the NFL. Dallas, 2-1. The Giants, 2-2 off of an impressive dismantling of the Washington Redskins last night. It does look like Eli Manning is starting to hit his groove in that new quick hitter West Coast style offense under Ben McAdoo, who's the new offensive coordinator, and the Redskins at 1-3. That division, I think Philly's the favorite, but I've been impressed what I've seen with the Giants and also the commitment to the run from the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree. I think it's, to me, that is the division in football that has the biggest question mark about who's going to finish where. I think, you know, Philly has come from behind, I believe, in all three of their victories this season. So that's something that I think just goes to show how explosive that Chip Kelly offense is when firing. But again, Eli Manning, I think, surprised a lot of people last night. Didn't expect Washington and Kirk Cousins to play that bad, or Eli and the New York Giants to play that well. And also, too, I think the big question mark going into every football season is, of course, what we're going to see out of those dang Cowboys down there in Texas. They are they're a wild card in my eyes, who could play extremely well one week and take a crap the next week, Nathan.
And they have a big game Sunday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints at home. That should be an interesting one. The scoreboard operator better be on standby. He's going to have a lot to deal with, I think, in that game, as the points should be flowing pretty well when the Cowboys and the Saints take the field. NFC South, Carolina 2-1, Atlanta 2-1, New Orleans 1-2, Tampa 0-3. I don't know that Carolina's got enough firepower to hold on all year long. They're, you know, and their D, though, is very good. This is a division, though, I think, that is up for grabs, and it's a division we're going to see a lot of as the Browns play the NFC South this season. Already 1-0. They beat the New Orleans Saints. Tampa, you want to get that win. Atlanta and Carolina will be interesting.
No, you're correct, and I think that's the one division, of course, in the NFC that a lot of Browns fans should be paying attention to.
Yes.
I think, as we've already seen, Tampa Bay is the whipping boy of that division. I think the Saints, as we know, are a very good football team. They will pick things up. The one thing that concerns me about Carolina is they're dealing with a lot of injuries. Jonathan Stewart, Michael Tolbert, D'Angelo Williams, all three of their starting running backs dealing with some type of injury. And also, too, is they're dealing with their own internal type of problems with the whole Greg Hardy domestic violence issue. So
right.
They are in the spotlight for a lot of the wrong reasons. And if those become a distraction and those injuries can be bothersome enough, they'll lose some significant football games because of it.
Well, we want them to win this week, obviously, as they take on the Baltimore Ravens, do the Carolina Panthers in Baltimore. And speaking of that Ravens team, those three-headed monster in the backfield, Bernard Pierce, Justin Forsett, Pierce is back, and Lorenzo Talafiero. What do you think about those three guys? And if you were the Ravens, who's your main ball carrier?
I think Price has got to be the main ball carrier. I mean, they've got a very similar problem that we do, but I do believe that our backfield by talent is by far and away superior to what they have.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they too are a team that's going to, you know, has to figure out their identity, and they have to, you know, to divide up those reps as well in the offensive backfield. I think Forsett is a change of pace guy, where Price and Taliaferro might be a little bit of, you know, kind of like a sheet of the same mold.
They are big guys. Taliaferro, of course, from Coastal Carolina. Very solid season last year. Fourth round pick. Looked good against the Browns, but so far everybody's looked good against the Browns running the football. But definitely Browns fans going to be looking for Carolina to get it done, and they're going to see if they can figure out a way for Tampa to shock the world there, of course, up in Tampa Bay. That certainly would be a good thing for all parties involved if that can come to fruition. I don't know that it will be able to, but we'll just have to wait and see, I think, ultimately on that one. All right, NFC West and NFC North, I think two divisions that are going to be very, very competitive down to the wire. In the West, Arizona surprise leader 3-0, Seattle 2-1, Niners 1-2, Rams 1-2. I think the Rams are probably the only team that is out of it in the NFC West. I still think Seattle wins and San Francisco comes in second, but Arizona already a big head-to-head win over the Niners.
They definitely are. I mean, I think that, you know, what's surprising to me, I truly feel that the AFC West and the NFC West are probably, you know, some of the most talented and deep divisions in football. I think, again, Arizona has surprised a lot of people in that big win over San Diego. I think Seattle, to me, is still number one in my power-up poll. I think ESPN may still have them as number one overall. And again, I think the 49ers is just a matter of time before they figure out their true identity and get their stuff together. And again, as you said, you know, pull up second place behind the Seattle Seahawks in that division as well.
And finally, I think a competitive NFC North, Detroit, Chicago, both at 2-1, Minnesota, Green Bay, both at 1-2, and big matchup for the Packers and the Bears this weekend. What's wrong with the Packers in your mind? You won a Super Bowl with those guys. Seems like the O-line and that offense just not in sync right now. Eddie Lacy has nowhere to run. Aaron Rodgers has not been as productive as you would like outside of the one game against the New York Jets, whose secondary injury depleted and has been struggling mightily.
You're definitely right. I think it all starts up front, Nathan. It's that offensive line. They're not opening holes. And surprisingly, yes, it's a different offense in the way we approach the game. But having spent time in Green Bay, we're very similar in regards to the fact that they want to set up Aaron Rodgers in play action, those waggle, those bootlegs, you know, those trap passes, opening up those voids in a zone because they're able to run the football. And when you can't run the football, those voids or those windows start to close, and we see Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, struggling to complete those balls.
Yes, he is. All right, joining us now out at the PNC Bank in Fairlawn, Frank Stams, won a national championship at Notre Dame, grew up in the Akron area, played his high school football St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Frank, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
What is your assessment of this Browns team after three games?
Well, it's a little early, but the initial assessment is that they're playing good football. They're competitive. The game is being determined in the last minute of each game. I think they might develop a new stat now of games lost within the last seconds, or we'd be undefeated if it was not for 20 seconds of the season.
Right.
But I'm excited for them. I think the defense is playing well. I went out to the Saints game, and boy, they had Drew Brees scared in the first couple of series. They were hitting them, and that's a Super Bowl caliber team, a quarterback. Their game against, I think, right out of the gate, going to Pittsburgh, was a tough challenge, but they responded to that in the second half, played well. And then the game against, help me, because, you know, that concussion stuff is real.
The Ravens.
I mean, they're right there. They're playing. Definitely had a chance to win that game, so I'm excited. You know, and they're addressing what they need to address. I think where they start getting special teams to play a little better, that's going to be, I think, the difference maker going forward. But offensive, defensively, they're looking great.
Again, Frank Stams here with us out at PNC Bank in Fairlawn. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Frank, talk to us about the fans of Northeast Ohio and what a winning product, and I'll say this in this case, a competitive Cleveland Browns product means to these fans and the Cleveland Brown backers that we have.
Well, I don't need to tell anybody listening that, you know, and I was traveled when I played football. I started out in Los Angeles and you know, played at Kansas City and Carolina, and I can honestly say that there are no fans like the Cleveland fans. I mean, they truly are the 12th man that make a difference. You know, they're excited everywhere we go. I hear, hey, we're just happy that the Browns are being competitive. I think Coach Pettine has him on the right track. I love what he said. He said, you know, we've got a word around here for moral victories. It's called losses.
So
he's telling, he's making the players, he's making the players accountable across the board, and that's what you need. Even though they're paying them a lot of money, they need to be accountable. They need to answer somebody, and you need a tough coach to get them going. And that's the personality of Northeast Ohio. That's what the fans want, and I think that's why they're excited, because they're seeing a team. You know, certainly they'd love a team to win the game, but they want to see a team give it their best shot and go down with the fight. And that's been the story. That's what the makeup here is. That's the DNA in Northeast Ohio.
Absolutely have.
It certainly is. And you know about that DNA and how wild this town can get for a winner. Back when you were on the 1994 Cleveland Browns team that went 11-5, won a playoff game, defeating the New England Patriots in the wild card game before ultimately losing to the Steelers in the divisional game. But what was that magical 1994 season like here in this town?
Oh, it was awesome. And I'm glad you point that out, because that's the only way that I'm relative anymore, is we were the last team to win a playoff game. And magical it was. Our coordinator was Nick Saban. I knew Nick from high school. He recruited me out of Michigan State. I mean, you talk about a Bill Belichick mirror. I mean, Bill just let him do whatever he wanted defensively. And we were really humming. You know, at the backer position, we had Pepper Johnson in the middle, Carl Banks on the other outside, Anthony Pleasant, Rob Burnett up front, and you know, quality players. And then in the backfield, we had a number of guys that making plays. Eric Turner was the hit safety. It was outstanding. We were really close to joining an elite club, that defense, going into the last game. And Saban made a point that if we held, I think it might have been the Bengals or the Oilers, under 17 points, we would join that elite club of holding their opponents under 200 points for the season. Of course, we give up 20 or 24 and not be able to make it. But, you know, offensively, they were exciting with Eric Metcalf and some of the receiving core there. And Vinny Testaverde was playing good football. And it was exciting. And there was nothing like it. You guys know that. Getting into the playoffs, the stadium, we hosted the wild card game against the Patriots. And Belichick was facing his mentor in Parcells, and we come out with a win. It was incredible. I'm glad I had a chance to experience that.
Sure, Frank, and you spoke of the defense. You spoke of what solid defense meant to keep that team viable, to get them into the playoff picture. And we feel with a defensive head coach like Mike Pettine, we've now got some of those stars that we've brought through free agency in the past couple years. We felt like this defense was going to be the stalwart of this football team, but it's kind of flipped. What in your eyes is this defense lacking, or what changes would you like to see coming out of this bye week?
Well, you know, to me, you know, being a little biased, it starts with the defense. So, you know, you keep the score down low, you got a chance to win the game. You know that better than anybody. You know, some of the things that you know, points of emphasis that you have going forward is to limit the big plays, certainly on defense. That's what you want to do. And create turnovers. So you want to create scoring opportunities for the offense, whether it's a short field or score on defense, it's yourselves. So those are really two points or areas that probably, you know, they're emphasizing during the week that you certainly can improve upon, and it'll lead to more victories.
Frank, thanks so much for the time being with us. Everybody, you can go out and get with Frank and Matt Wilhelm at PNC Bank in Fairlawn out there. Browns tailgate party going on. Food, drinks, games, fun, more. And get some advice from PNC Bank. It's set up out there with our good folks out there. Frank, so much. Thank you so much for being with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Go Browns.
Go Browns is right. All right, we'll be back with the cool for a little Friday forecast on CBD. Zagern Wilhelm coming right back.